Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
We have Dr. Matthew Conway here, who is the superintendent of schools here in Derby. And Dr. Conway, thank you for being part of the diner tour.
Thank you for the invite. It's and a great, great choice of diners.
Right?
Amazing, amazing breakfast here.
I learned that this is table number 47. Gosh. So either I'm going to make a jersey with the number 47 on it, or I'm going to tattoo it. I love this one.
I love that idea.
Yeah, my Italian mother would not love me tattooing
it.
But I would... I love how you knew right away, but maybe at least a jersey with it. But how are things? What a busy time of the year for you guys in education.
It's an exciting, very exciting time of year. Very, very exciting.
I mean, a lot happening in Derby schools. How has this year been?
This year, I have to say, has been so far, again, due to our amazing, amazing individuals who come in every day to create an experience for our kids and our families, it's been an amazing journey this year.
We actually had one of your second grade teachers on earlier in the show.
I heard Miss LaBelle.
Yeah, again, big fan of yours.
Well, I'm a big fan of Miss LaBelle. She's an amazing parent, amazing teacher and educator. And we're just so fortunate that she is in Derby with us and has been here for the time that she has. And
yeah, she's going on 25 years.
I know. Just amazing. Amazing kids. Two amazing boys.
I love that. That's so neat. And let's talk about you for a little bit. I know you're probably like, nope, let's not. Let's talk about everybody else. But you have quite an interesting background before you became superintendent of schools here. For what, 14 years you've been super?
Correct.
Wow. That is a long time. But before that, you were kind of doing a lot of different roles.
Very fortunate to have spent quite a bit of time in the Department of Corrections, Unified School District 1. And
not an easy job.
No, but it was you're surrounded by amazing people. So it makes every single day fun. To go into every day, to wake up to every day. You don't look at it as a job, just like now. This is it's a lifestyle.
Wow.
And if you can be fortunate enough to be around amazing people, you can enjoy that lifestyle for a long time.
That's amazing. So from corrections, you did a little bit of time working up in Hartford, too, right, as a lawmaker?
I did. I did one term as a state representative for the 61st District.
Wow.
And then went on as a principal. In Hartford, prior to then having the fortunate opportunity and privilege to serve the people of Derby.
Wow. What kind of perspective did that give you working as a principal, especially in our capital city, to then translate into being a superintendent for Derby?
I think a combination of the roles within Department of Correction as well as the legislature and then Hartford kind of gave me a good runway. To prepare for the role of a superintendent, where you're answering to many different constituents throughout a community and throughout the state. So I think it gave me an opportunity to an experience to prepare for that.
It also, I don't know if you could have projected this years ago, Dr. Conway, but it also actually gave you insight into, I think, what the average teacher now goes through in 2026. So I always say, I thank the Lord every single day for my son's teachers because they're incredible. But I don't know if the average person understands the environment of the classroom today. For example, I always say that my kid's second grade teacher is not just a teacher. She's a therapist. She is in some ways a Gestapo. She's somebody who has to kind of be, I don't want to say law enforcement, but she's got to lay down the law. But she has to balance that. And she also has to look at, well, where can we be putting funding into our policy and things like that. Teachers are not just teachers anymore. Not that that was an easy role to begin with, but what's interesting is you have a little bit of experience in every single one of those titles, which is kind of neat.
Enough, and you can understand the perspective of a teacher today. You've just described it perfectly, but they're not just that teacher.
No.
They're trying to be a lot of different things for each child who each think about it in the classroom. Each child needs something a little bit different, and being able to identify that and give that to that child every day is just, it's amazing work that they do.
Yeah. What have you found in Derby in the 14 years that you've been here, Dr. Conway? What have you found has been a real priority for Derby, but also where we haven't gotten there just yet? So for example, when we had Candy on this morning, she had mentioned talking about field trips and the lack of funding, for example, for special programs and field trips and things like that. And that pulled at my heartstrings. I thought that's such incredible opportunity for kids to get out of the classroom and learn. Right. What have you found has been a real improvement over your time as superintendent, but also you'd like to keep building upon?
So let's start with the building upon, because that's something we try and work on every single day. And you just had Lillian here from team, who I want to connect with after as well.
Previously. She's awesome.
She is awesome.
She's so cool.
And worked with David Morgan prior as well. But the number one issue that we're still working on here today is to stabilize childhood. The number of families that move in and out of our Derby community during a school year exceeds most across the state.
Really?
30% of students in an eighth grade class next year will be in Derby for their very first year.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's a significant factor in terms of attendance, test scores, discipline, special education identification. Those four areas are significant. Is significantly impacted by the mobility of a family, of a child, and not just one move, but two moves, three moves.
Sure.
It's
a lot of change and adjustment.
It's a lot of change and adjustment.
And kind of resetting.
Yeah. And it's
I didn't realize that with Derby. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So how do you address, what do you do about that? Well, that's a really big question,
it
right?
It is, and that's one of the things we're working on. And there's with some colleagues up at Harvard last week studying this exact issue. So you have a couple throughout the country. Spartanburg, South Carolina is working on a project. Poughkeepsie, New York is working on a project of similar concern, but to stabilize childhood in order to give that child just a chance at success moving forward.
I'm writing that down, stabilize childhood, because I want to, if you're open to it, Dr. Conway, I know you're a busy man, but I'd love to kind of stay in the know about that.
Sure.
And see how we're progressing.
Yeah.
'Cause that's a phrase I've never actually heard before. I understand it, and I've heard versions of it, but I also didn't realize how pertinent it is to Derby.
Yes, yeah.
So I want to stay on top of that, and I'm going to bother you more. So I wrote that down.
Good, very good.
But yeah, so that's what you want to build upon. What would you say have been some real successes?
I think the successes is the experience that our amazing staff, our paraeducators, our teachers, it takes everybody, our custodians, our kitchen workers, our secretaries, our healthcare providers, our nurses, you name it. They come together in each of our schools to provide an experience for kids. And I think continuing that every day, and it's not easy, is probably one of the greatest successes that and things that Derby does well.
I love that. Well, Dr. Conway, I wish I had more time for this segment today, but as I mentioned, I'm going to bother you more than I have in the last seven years.
Sure.
So I look forward to having you back on the show, and thank you so much for being part of the Diner Tour. I really appreciate this.
Thank you for the invite. Really.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. You have a standing invite for the show, Dr. Conway, so you let me know.
Awesome.
I'll have my people call your people. That would be amazing. Dr. Conway, again, who is the superintendent of Derby Schools right here on WICC. We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this. Yeah.